guys. Vegas Fever Podcast. Jason and Paula here. Back with you. Paula's there.
Hi.
She is, I promise. After a big week for the Golden Knights, or lack thereof, I guess. A big trade that Vegas had to make, yet for more salary dumping purposes. There was a softball game, and I just came up with a really interesting and fun little game of toss-up that we could play, because it's kind of sad, mm-hmm. but it's fun, and it'll pull at you a little bit to see who you choose, and I just came up with it while showering. So all of my best work is done while showering, thought-wise. So
you got that? Shitting?
No. Well, yes. I spent a lot of time doing both. So, you know, it's a lot. And the cat's here. Yeah, we got a special guest, Bruno the cat. So of course, right after we do a show, I mean, we should have known this was going to happen, right? I mean, NHL free agency starts the next day at noon Eastern time. So it was quiet for, like, you know, the first few hours. And then
creepily quiet.
It was so eerie. I knew something was going on. Something had to go on for the Golden Knights, whether it was then or later on in, you know, in the month or in the coming months before the season started. So I'm on the couch and I see it, and I look at you and I'm like, shit, 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 shit. And Max Pacioretty traded to Carolina, which is, you know, hey, you want to see Max Pacioretty? It's not far, you know. For us, Max Pacioretty, Dylan Coghlan traded to Carolina for a bag of beans, or just the bag, just the bag that the beans used to be in. Future considerations is what the word is for what Vegas gets, which means absolutely nothing. Basically, maybe they'll get a player later that has no value. And that was in exchange for Carolina taking
the
$7 million salary. And then Coghlan was, I don't know if he made $1 million a year. I'm not really sure. If he did, it wasn't much further than $1 million. So they take all that salary. The Golden Knights will put Shea Weber's salary on LTIR, and they have, the via sinbin.vegas, mm-hmm. The simplest way to put it, is they have now, because they've cleared that salary, they have about that much. So between 7 and 8 million to sign Nick Waugh and Kolesar. And I think Nick Hague is on there too. In addition to whatever else they want to do. So Pacioretty had there was a press conference there, you know, there was a introductory press conference for him. And he understands the business, and he's just excited to, you know, be with the team. That is, you know, it. I kind of found it funny. I don't know if it was like a shot at Vegas. He said that he's just really grateful to be with a team that's looking to win now. And I'm like, well, the Golden Knights, they want to win now, but, you know, I mean, they're looking to win now, but it just didn't happen at the moment.
But do they, though? Because they're making really poor decisions.
They are paying for the borrowing program that they have been using for 3 years. In a roundabout way, Jack Eichel has cost them all of these players.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that a long time ago, and I was like, is he going to be worth it?
They trade Pacioretty in September 2018, for Tatar, a second round pick, and Nick Suzuki. They turned around and traded Pacioretty for nothing. So what they have left out of that whole deal is zip. And Jack Eichel, in a roundabout way, and I like Jack Eichel, I think he's going to be a really good player for Vegas in the coming years. They have Alex Tuch, Peyton Krebs, and all these players here that I just mentioned are indirectly or directly a result of this, of borrowing and then can't pay back until we're giving away Marc-Andre Fleury, a future Hall of Famer, and Max Pacioretty. I mean, by the time Max is done, he could be in the conversation, just depending on how his last years go. For nothing.
First of all, he was a captain.
He was. He was a captain. It's just,
I'm sad. You know, he wasn't an original, but he came in shortly after, and I think he, Charlie's done more than Stone, in my opinion. I don't know if that is accurate. But last season, he was hurt a lot.
Yes.
But I just, they're giving away all these good players for
a bag of beans or less. And McCrimmon defends it. Kelly McCrimmon comes out in the press conference afterwards and defends it.
There's nothing to defend. People aren't stupid.
He believes the team that is assembled, and this is always how it'll be. No matter who you give away, you always believe the team as assembled is good enough
okay.
to make a run. And
you don't have anybody.
Why not trade William Carlson? I'm sorry, can somebody tell me that?
It don't matter what kind of team you have assembled if you don't even have a fucking goalie.
If you would have traded William Carlson for nothing, I would have been fine with
that. Okay, but what about, where's a goalie? Don't you kind of need one in the game of hockey?
Michael Hutchinson. He was signed during free agency. That's the guy that's going to come and save our asses. Actually, okay. look, it's Logan Thompson. they did sign a goaltender. 32-year-old Michael Hutchinson, 1-year deal. Worth $750,000. Just to recap a few of Vegas's free agent signings, because that happened all this stuff was happening at the same time. So Riley Smith, 3 years, $5 million a year. We knew that. Brett Howden, 1 year, $1.5 million. Jonas Rönnberg, 3 years, $766,000. Sheldon Rampal, who they picked up from somewhere, 2 years, $762,000. Byron Froese, I don't know what these names. 2 years, $762,000, and then Michael Hutchinson for $750K, as well as confirming the Pacioretty and Coughlin trade at the same time. Basically, in a roundabout way, and this is just, if you go to Sinbin Vegas on Twitter, it's very, very, it's very, very simple. You have a little bit of money to sign Nick Waugh, who did not apply for salary arbitration. A lot of people thought that Waugh was going to apply, but he did not. Keegan Kolsar was the one that applies for salary arbitration. Salary arbitration is if you're a restricted free agent and you don't feel the contract that you're getting is a fair or not really receiving what you think, you can go to an arbitrator, a judge that the NHL appoints or players appoint, whoever appoints, and you can say, you can go before him and he could decide based off of your play and your career and everything and how many years you have in what you're worth.
Okay.
And the salary arbitrator will decide if the team accepts what the judge says, then they sign him. If not, he's a free agent. Everyone thought that Nick Waugh was going to do that, but Keegan Kolsar did. The Knights have a bunch of money.
Why?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't know why, because he doesn't deserve any more than really minimum, in my opinion. And some people would fight me on that. I don't really feel like Kolsar is worth any more than like one or 1.5 a year. You gave Brett Howden 1.5 and he missed half the year. Okay. And when he was in, he was good. And you gave him 1.5. Keegan Kolsar wasn't very good when he was in. I mean, he was there. I don't see a noticeable difference when he's in versus when he's not. And that to me is just like, dude, we're going to give you a mil, 1.25, and you can go out and earn it, but you're not going to get any more than that. So VGK has a current roster, 17 players, 7 forwards, 6 defensemen, 2 goalies. Easiest way to do this is the group is right around about 8 million under the cap. And that's after, I believe that's after the Shea Weber and with the Pacioretty gone salary. In the simplest terms, they have all that money to sign Waugh, Kolsar, Howden, which is signed, and Haig. A big topic of conversation lately has been what's going on? What are they doing with Nick Haig? He needs a contract. They've got money now. He's young. I don't think they should give him up. I'd rather see Kolsar walk than to see Haig walk. Nick Waugh, I think, is a piece. He's a centerman, so he's valuable on this team. And I think that that's the reason why they signed Brett Howden. But you've also got Nick Waugh and Kolsar out there, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with all these guys. In addition to, you know, the Golden Knights are not not shy about making moves that make no sense or plenty of sense, but then they can't pay later. And then some guy ends up getting traded.
Yeah.
I mean, when does it end, right? Fleury, Pacioretty, Nate Schmidt. They had to get rid of because they got Alex Pietrangelo. And I am not again. Alex Pietrangelo is a much better player than Nate Schmidt. Nate Schmidt is way more loved, but Alex Pietrangelo is a better player. So I'm fine with that. But it's let's borrow and we can't pay. So we have to give someone away.
It's like that whole borrowing from Peter to pay Paul situation.
They're not even paying Paul. They're giving Paul alone. They're giving something to Paul, and it's not even money. It's just assets. You know what I mean? Carolina got themselves a damn good player. They also got Brent Burns from San Jose because they lost New York Ranger legend Tony DeAngelo to Philly. So they had to replace him with 37-year-old Brent Burns, who has no teeth and lots of hair. And I am really not sad to see Brent Burns leave the Pacific Division because I don't care for the guy. And now that he's not going to be in San Jose, I'm good with that. I'd rather see Pacioretty in Vegas. They lost Vincent Trocheck, did the Carolina Hurricanes to New York. The Rangers, just throwing this in there, the Rangers lost a bunch of pieces and didn't really gain.
That stinks.
So, you know, even if you lose a little, you know, like they went to the Eastern Finals. So yeah. If you lose a couple of pieces here and there, it might not seem like much. Like it wasn't major names, really. But
it could be enough to disturb what they got going on.
I'll throw this at you. A Gerard Gallant team shouldn't be losing those little pieces. Those are the pieces they need on a Gerard Gallant team. I will go as far as saying that the Rangers will not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They will not make it to where they were because of these little moves, unless they do something between now and September, which could happen. It is very, very, is a very, very, very big possibility. There was a song. I don't know if you heard about this little softball shindig that,
for charity
Battle for Vegas.
Yeah.
The Raiders and the Golden Knights go at it every year. Raiders won the first two matchups, but the Golden Knights were able to pull out a high scoring affair. I believe it was 27-20. William Karlsson, a couple of home runs. Oh, wow. How about that? I mean, that's why you keep him, you know, for his slugging power. As Paula will grab the water and then she'll have something to say about that, I'm sure. Basically, the sentiment was Riley Smith, team captain, says, "We cannot go." Team captain of the baseball team, not the regular hockey team. Okay, that would be Captain Stone. Says, "We cannot go 0-3 against these guys." And they did not. Ryan Reeves, Nate Schmidt were there. They will participate.
For Vegas?
Yes. Ryan Reeves was drinking his beer while on the diamond.
My question is, why do you have such a hatred for William Karlsson? I understand feeling he needs to be traded, but every time his name comes up or you even wanted to take a pot shot at him at Twitter and I called you a troll.
It would have been a really good one too.
It wasn't that good.
It was fantastic.
I just don't understand it.
So his production has gone down every year since. Vegas is giving away players that have had production be really, really good, and they're giving them away. Why are we not giving away players that have production decreases? Why are we giving away Marc-Andre Fleury? Why are we giving away Max Pacioretty? Why are we giving away all these guys over the past few years when William Karlsson's production is not what it was? If you're going to give away somebody for nothing, why not him? I like Riley Smith. I like Jonathan Marchessault. I liked Max Pacioretty. what are we doing here? I mean, that's the guy. He's the glaring one. If you put a handful of Vegas players, who am I giving up? That's the guy. He goes from 42 to 28 to like 18 to 10 or something. I mean, come on. That's the guy. But because we are paying this guy because of prior years of production, which is absolute garbage because you won't pay guys when they produce now. How do you feel?
I agree what you say, but the sentiment behind it is just wow.
Because we're giving players away for nothing. We can at least give lesser ones away. It wasn't Max Pacioretty, Marc-Andre Fleury's fault. They got paid that money. They were given a contract.
So is William Karlsson.
True. Nobody is running to management and saying, hey, let's restructure so we have some extra money. These guys are owed. And they took it. And then they got punished for it. You sent poor Marc-Andre Fleury to Chicago, for Christ's sakes. I do wish Max well. And I do wish Marc-Andre well.
Yes.
If this Golden Knights team stays healthy, if, big fat frickin' if, they can do really, really well. It's when they are not healthy that poses a problem. Because guess what? You are depleting your AHL / lower right. system.
There's nobody left.
Who do you got? I saw something today that says the Golden Knights system, their prospect pool, is 20th out of 32 teams. That number was closer to 10 last year than the year before. You're giving guys away. And then you go out there on your microphone, Kelly McCrimmon and George McPhee, and you say that this is okay. What do you want them to say?
I mean, come on.
Be real with the public.
Well, then it's not and say a business if that's the case.
And say, yes. Yes, Jesse Granger. I will answer your question. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, Ed Graney. Yes. Yes, Danny Webster. I will answer your question.
You're being ridiculous.
And I will say that we bit off more than what we could chew. And so you know what we did? We had to give somebody really, really good up for those things. But I still believe in this team. And I'd be fine with that. But not just be like, oh, I think we're good, better than we were. I think that we can still win. I'm not fazed at all by this. Instead of going to all those lengths.
Yeah, well, you're delusional if you think that's ever going to happen in any business. Honestly, truly.
I mean, it's just very frustrating. Because as a fan, you're seeing these guys who have poured their heart and soul, sweat, blood, tears, just be shipped away. And it is a business, and that's fine. And Max seemed fine with it. And it's just...
Well, he's got no choice.
In other news, both of our jerseys are now obsolete. We're going to have to get other ones.
Excuse me.
Paula's tired of these trades. That's what Paula's
tired. I am tired.
In general.
My day.
With that being said,
we're gonna have just a quick word from our sponsors and friends of Inside the Rink. BetUS has your NHL, NBA, UFC, PGA, and NFL betting lines for their 28th year of live betting. Sign up for BETUS.com with promo code RINK for 125% sign-up bonus.
Yeah, guys, 125% sign-up bonus, like Paula just said, using code RINK, R-I-N-K. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry. That's BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com. Now, as I mentioned before, let's do this little game of toss-up. You know, and I'm gonna mess with Paula a little bit here because there have been so many players that the Golden Knights have shipped off in the last handful of years since after year one. It brought me a thought in the shower, okay, where I do some of my best thinking. Now, toss up. Who would you rather have? Pierre-Édouard Bellemare or Eric Halla?
Bellemare.
Okay. James Neal or David Perron?
James Neal.
James Neal or Pierre-Édouard Bellemare?
Bellemare.
Ooh, Bellemare's making it places. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. Nate Schmidt or Derek Englund? Derek Englund didn't get shipped off, but you get the picture.
Nate Schmidt.
Nate Schmidt or Pierre-Édouard Bellemare?
Belmar.
Man, that's going to be tough to beat. Okay. Here we go. Alex Tuck or Marc-Andre Fleury?
Fleury.
Fleury or Pierre-Edouard Belmar?
Fleury.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. We're getting somewhere. Let's see. Ryan Reeves or Marc-Andre Fleury?
Fleury.
Man. Max Pacioretty or Marc-Andre Fleury?
Fleury.
Gerard Gallant or Marc-Andre Fleury?
If Pete DeBoer was still the coach, I probably would have gone with Gallant, but I'll still say Fleury.
Okay. Okay. Let's do it this way. Who would you rather have, Malcolm Subban or Pete DeBoer?
Malcolm Subban.
God, you really don't like Pete DeBoer. God, you hate Pete DeBoer. I'm trying to think. I mean, we've named a lot of fucking names.
What about you?
I really never wanted to part with Marc-Andre Fleury right. The way that it happened. I mean, okay, I would have been fine if they would have gotten a whole bunch of shit back, but they got nothing back.
I still don't think you'd be okay with it, but it maybe would have hurt.
It would sting, but sting less.
What about Belmar and Nate Schmidt?
Belmar.
Belmar and Fleury.
Fleury. You see a common sentiment here.
James Neal and Belmar.
James Neal.
Wow!
I never felt like they shouldn't. It was 1 year that they wouldn't give James Neal, and his career has gone in the toilet, but I don't think it would have gone in the toilet had he stayed.
You know, when you mention these names, like, I'm like, oh yeah, James Neal. Oh yeah, David Ingle. Like, I forget that they were on the team.
Eric Hall is on, like, yeah. His fifth team.
It's sad.
The last time he played in a Vegas jersey, he blew out his knee.
Yeah.
And that's how you treat him, right?
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I can't really. Am I missing someone who's not here anymore? Oh, let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Paul Stastny or Oscar Dansk? Who would you rather have? Oscar Dansk is back in the States. He went to go play in Russia for a year, and he's coming back.
Oscar Dansk.
Oscar Dansk got signed by Calgary, I believe, which is really interesting because the last memory I have of Oscar Dansk was his literal ass getting handed to him by Calgary. But that's Vegas-born toss-up. I thought of that in the show. I thought that was fantastic. I'm like, you know what? She likes a whole bunch of players that we don't have no more. I'm going to make her think a little bit. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a ton of them.
Okay. Anything else?
Do you want to talk about Oakland A's?
No.
Okay, I don't really have much to say anyway. I mean, there is something to say, but I'm just still quite disgusted. It's been all Vegas. It's been all Golden Knights hockey stuff.
On the UNLV front?
No, nothing. Just summer workouts. And then, you know,
he did throw out the first pitch.
Yes.
Kevin Kruger.
Aviators game. They are not the 51s anymore. They are the Aviators. Same field where this charity softball game was last night. VegasVarsity.com.
Yes, please. If you're looking, I'm pretty sure you still got the sale going on. You can use code VFP10 for an additional 10% off.
InsideTheRink.com as well for really, really good free agency content, trades, signings, etc. At @inside_the_rink. Paula is over there at The Golden Wife. I am Jason at Vegas Fever Pod. What will the Golden Knights bring us next in the wild, crazy world of Vegas, right? What else do they have up their sleeve? Who the hell knows? Let's find out. Send us your questions, your comments, your concerns, anything like that on social media, at me or DM, and we will talk to you guys another time. Bye-bye.